This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattarai resigns from her post amidst teachers' protest. National Human Rights Commission urges government to ensure students' right to education. Indian Power Minister Manohar Lal Khattar arriving in Kathmandu today on a two-day visit to Nepal. National Planning Commission recommends Ministry of Finance significantly slash sick and troubled projects. And Harvard University sues Trump administration to stop funding freeze. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattarai has resigned from her post. Bhattarai's press coordinator Ramji Lamsal said Minister Bhattarai tendered her resignation before Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. It may be noted that the community school teachers have been agitating in Kathmandu for the past few weeks, demanding that the government promulgate the School Education Act. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has urged teachers to immediately sit for dialogue and return to schools, stating that the government will address demands that are feasible and within the country's financial capacity. Inaugurating the 11th National Convention of the Nepal Progressive Professors Association in Kirtipur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the current government is not repressive but democratic and will address legitimate demands in the professional sector while safeguarding the rights of the trade union. The Prime Minister said the School Education Bill is currently under consideration in the Parliamentary Committee and there is no need for teachers to take to the streets just for the sake of introducing the act. In the meantime, the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has sent a letter to the government urging it to ensure students' right to education. This follows a complaint by the Parents Association Nepal, which drew the commission's attention to violations of educational rights due to delays in addressing the demands of the Nepal Teachers Federation. In a press statement issued yesterday, the NHRC stated that the Guardians Association Nepal expressed concern that although new academic session has already begun and the grade 12 examination schedule has been published, the evaluation of the secondary education examination SEE answer sheets has not started yet. The NHRC called on both the Nepal Teachers Federation and the government to avoid obstructing students' right to education and to resolve the ongoing issues through dialogue. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said the Asia-Pacific region today confronts a number of critical policy challenges. In her acceptance speech as the chair of the 81st session of the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific in Bangkok yesterday, Minister Dr. Rana said Himalayas, which are not only the source of water but also the livelihoods and civilization, have been disproportionately affected by the impact of climate change. Stating that the Asia-Pacific region is on the front line of climate-induced disasters, Minister Dr. Rana said the cities and communities of the region are vulnerable to devastating floods, droughts and extreme weather events. Minister for Power and Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs of the Government of India, Manohar Lal Khattar, is arriving in Kathmandu today on a two-day visit to Nepal at the invitation of Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Khadka. The Ministry of Water Resources and Irrigation informed that both Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka and the Indian Minister Khattar will sign an agreement on the transmission line to be built with the joint investment by the two countries and take forward the construction process, and the Indian Minister is scheduled to discuss Indian investment in other hydropower projects as well as new projects with Minister Khadka. According to the ministry, the visiting Indian minister is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and Deputy Prime Ministers and Ministers. Similarly, the Foreign Minister of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, is arriving in Kathmandu on an official visit to Nepal. Also, the Deputy Prime Minister of the UAE, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, is scheduled to arrive in Kathmandu on a chartered flight this evening. During his stay in Nepal, he is scheduled to pay a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli and hold separate meetings with Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Sarat Singh Bhandari, among other high-ranking officials. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने, मम्मी चाइना जाने, दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो। अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने?
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने? नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ। अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ। चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भन, अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज। President Ramchandra Pauhdel has said that the pioneers of the Non-Resident Nepalese Association, NRNA, should play a role in ending the dispute that surfaced in the organization. At a meeting with the NRNA chair, Dr. Badri Kesitle's delegation at Sital Nivas yesterday, the president said the NRNA was an outstanding organization of the Nepali diaspora and the organization should not suffer from some individual grudges and factional disputes. On the occasion, Chair Kesi informed the president about the current situation of the NRNA. Meanwhile, the NRNA has announced to organize its Unity General Convention in Kathmandu on May 3-5. Organizing a news conference in Kathmandu yesterday, the NRNA High-Level Committee Coordinator C.S. Khale said the NRNA would be kept united by resolving the long-standing dispute. Sometir Summit, which is being held as the pre-event of the Sagarmatha Sambad, is being held in Thame Solukhumbu district today. The summit, being organized by an organization working for climate justice, has informed that the team that has arrived in Thame comprises renowned national and international climbers, climate and tourism experts, and representatives of three tiers of government. The event is being organized in collaboration with the Ministry of Forest and Environment, Kosi Provincial Government, and Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality, while Nepal Tourism Board, Nepal Mountaineering Association, and Nepalese Youth for Climate Action, among others, are co-organizers. The National Planning Commission has recommended that the Finance Ministry significantly slash sick and troubled projects, citing the potential of resource constraint for the fiscal year 2025-26. The Commission has hinted at the pressure on the sector of compulsory responsibility in the upcoming fiscal year, advising the Ministry to discontinue with failed and problematic projects. The Commission has already recommended the government to prepare the budget by remaining within the ceiling of 1,965 billion rupees. The Department of Drug Administration has issued a directive seeking to withdraw two medicines promptly from the market. It has sought the prompt removal of the drugs Pilpan 40 mg tablet and Stop 40 mg from the market, citing that they have been proven to be substandard. The sample test of the drugs, which reduced the amount of acid in the stomach in the National Medicine Laboratory, indicated that the drugs failed to meet the set standard. The ruling CPN-UML is organizing a special program today to mark the 76th anniversary of the establishment of the Communist Party of Nepal. UML Central Office Secretary Dr. Bhisma Adhikari shared that a special event is being held at the Nepal Academy in Kamladi to mark the party's foundation day. Now on to some international news updates. Harvard University filed a federal lawsuit against the Trump administration to stop billions of dollars in proposed cuts. The suit filed on Monday is part of a feud that escalated last week when the elite institution rejected a list of demands that the Trump administration said was designed to curb diversity initiatives and fight anti-Semitism at the school. U.S. President Donald Trump froze $2.2 billion of federal funding and also threatened the university's tax-exempt status. Aside from funding, the Trump administration days ago also threatened Harvard's ability to enroll international students. The demands to Harvard included agreeing to government-approved external audits of their university's curriculum, as well as hiding and admission data. In response, Harvard released a blistering letter rejecting them. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair to partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the hilly regions of the rest of the country today. There are chances of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Korali province today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 16 to 18 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 30 to 32 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattarai resigns from her post amidst teachers' protest. National Human Rights Commission urges government to ensure students' right to education. Indian Power Minister Manohar Lal Khattar arriving in Kathmandu today on a two-day visit to Nepal. National Planning Commission recommends Ministry of Finance significantly slash sick and troubled projects. And Harvard University sues Trump administration to stop funding freeze. This concludes our bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.